Folding his hands at his waist, Callum waited. He didn't bother to glance around. Nothing changed inside this room. It was ever and would ever be crammed with crusty leather journals and ink-stained paper and dusty relics. He couldn't sit, as Donal occupied the lone chair in the room, behind the table. He didn't like to be pulled away from the training field, not when he'd so recently received word that Wallace might again be calling up patriots, that he might now have the numbers and means to avenge last year's debacle at Falkirk. Though they'd been away from home until only recently, that action last year was the last time his men had seen combat. He wanted them ready, wanted to move quickly, with a capable, hungry army when the word finally came. Donal MacKinnon cleared his throat and set the letter aside, giving his attention to Callum now.
"I've made arrangements for you to be weighed," he said, without preamble.
Though his blood came immediately to boil, Callum allowed no response to colour his expression. He returned the regard of his uncle, took in the robust features and hard glare, the pocked skin and hulking of his huge shoulders.
"I've said, uncle, I've no interest in taking a bride."
He kept his tone level. Too often, any meeting between Callum and Donal ended in rafter-splintering shouting, both so quick to anger, the elder so intent on ruling with an iron fist, the younger so determined to make his own way, be his own man. Donald's tone was yet conversational when he replied.
"You're to manage all this. All of Kirhi's when I'm gone. You need a bride, and bairns."
He kept his elbow on the table, but lifted a finger to point at Callum.
"Many bairns. So when your own son abandons you, you have a spare."
Disregarding the bit about Donald's son, Callum admitted this came as no shock. His uncle had been threatening for years. He'd not ever truly thought he might choose his own bride, but understood instead that because the MacKinnons of Nairn, kin to the greater MacKinnons of Skye, were rich in both land and influence, that his bride would be chosen based on what she might bring to the marriage. There would be no love, only politics and power. He exhaled at length and asked,
"Who? And when?"
Donald glanced to his left, squinting down at the topmost paper.
Juliana Elliott.